This module is called Have the Confidence to Buy. Here's the knowledge you need to boost your belief. So, folks, I just went over the fact that everything sells. Really get that into your head. Know that everything sells. Now, this section, the second rule that I follow, the first is everything sells. The second rule is have the confidence to buy. I was actually originally going to call this section have the balls to buy, but my editor kind of was like, oh, you shouldn't say that. But here I go. I'm saying it anyway. Have the balls to buy. So you need to have the confidence to buy things and take, you know, risks. And the thing is, having courage comes from having knowledge. So if you have knowledge in something, you're more confident, you're more aware, and you can make decisions. Now, lack of knowledge brings things like uncertainty, indecision, and weak negotiating positions. So with that being said, you know, I want to basically give you the knowledge so that you can have the confidence to buy. You know, you can have that decision-making ability. You can have that courage to make a decision or buy something. So the knowledge you need to have is basically everything I said in the last section, which is everything sells. So if you know that everything sells, why would you be scared to buy something? Now, after doing your research like I showed you and basically finding out the value of that item, you know, running through the four weapons of determining value with it, you know, running your numbers, doing your calculations, if you're feeling pretty good about it and you feel like there is a profit involved, folks, have the balls to buy it. Just make a decision. Now, it kind of took me a while to even think of adding this part in here because I'm so used to it by now. Like, I'm so trained and it's like second nature where if I see something and I know that it's a deal and I can make a profit off of it, I won't even think twice about it. I'll just buy it right away. But the thing is, I realized that, you know, if I'm like out shopping with a friend or if I'm hitting up a thrift store or if someone asks me about a deal, they clearly know that they can make a profit on it. But I've noticed something. They still don't buy it for some reason. And I haven't figured out what it is until recently. And that one thing is the reason they don't spend the money to buy the item is because they're scared. They're afraid, you know, and that's the thing. They don't have the knowledge that everything sells. And basically, so when that, you know, lack of knowledge means ignorance, and ignorance breeds fear. But if you know that everything sells, you have that knowledge is going to breed confidence. So my message to you is that you know that everything sells. Don't be afraid to freaking buy. Have the balls to buy. Have the confidence to buy. And have the courage to make decisions. I remember one time in a single day. Actually, it was a single transaction. It was one store. It was a pawn store that I went to. I spent like, I think it was like $1,200 right on the spot. Now, the thing is, it was on multiple items. If I recall, it was on like several watches and like a Trek bike I saw. And maybe a few other things. I don't remember for sure. I've had so many of those days where I just have like huge buying days. But basically, I spent like $1,200 on the spot and I didn't even think twice about it. Now, it's funny because if someone was with me at the time, like if I brought a friend or if I brought you, they're just like, their eyebrows are raised. They're like, holy shit, are you really spending that much on this? And they see it as an expense. They see it as if I'm spending the money on all these things. But in reality, I know that here, I'm putting $1,200 towards all these things because I've ran the numbers. I know that I can sell them for X dollars more. So for example, in my mind, everything looks like this. I'm giving away $1,200 and I'm getting $2,000 back. Now, who wouldn't do that? Why would you not? If I said, look, give me $1,200 and I'm going to give you $2,000 back, or I'm going to give you $2,500 back, you'd be like, okay, yeah. I mean, it's basically like, you know, free money. So but in order to, you know, have those kind of days or even, you know, make money that way, You have to know that everything sells and you have to have the balls to buy. You have to be able to make those decisions and not have such a scarcity mindset. You can't be afraid to spend money. You know, the biggest mistake you can do in the flipping business, if you never want to make money in the flipping business, all you have to do is one thing. And that's just never spend money. Don't spend money, you'll never make money. Now, I'm not saying you need money to make money in this game, because you can start with nothing, as I teach you. But, you know, there comes a point where in order to reach that next level of, you know, profits, like on a monthly basis, for example, if say you want to go from $500 to $3,000 a month, you're going to have to start spending money. You're going to have to start making decisions, and you're going to have to, you know, have that courage and, you know, have the balls to buy. So that's basically what this section is all about. You know, I need you to understand that. And, you know, also think about this. You never lose out. You gain experience on every deal or money. Now, I'm not saying go out and go crazy and spend money and buy everything. Obviously, you have to be smart about it. But think about it this way. If you buy something and you sell it for what you bought it for, you didn't waste it or anything. You know, you just gained valuable experience that's going to serve you in your future deals forever. So it's never a waste. And truthfully, the worst case scenario might be that you buy something completely weird or a very high ticket item and it sells for less than what you paid for it, or it never sells. You know, the type of thing where it's like, you know, people won't even buy it for like $50. Now that would be pretty messed up, but if that's the case, you probably did something majorly wrong in your calculations from the start. You know, but if you follow the blueprint, if you follow what I teach you as far as how to determine value on something, how to find out what you can maybe sell it for, you basically are ahead of the game. You know, you're good to go. You don't have anything to worry about. So now if someone just followed my, you know, rule of just have the balls to buy and nothing else, they'll probably, you know, get screwed over and, you know, fail miserably. I mean, they'll probably start spending all this money and losing money because they don't know how to sell it or how to flip it, or they screwed up their calculations. But, you know, go into it with your knowledge of knowing how to determine value, and then just make a decision. You know, go by your instinct. If you see like a bike at a pawn store or a thrift store, you see a bike that's $50, you search it up online and you see it selling for $450 used. You know, a couple different sites, people are asking $450, $475 for it used. Then you know that new is likely much higher. And you know, if you buy it for $50, you'd have no problem flipping it and making money off of it. You know, buy it for $50, post it up for $450. Or even if you want to, you know, sell it very quick, post it up for $300 and you just made $250 profit. So that's what this part, I basically just wanted to really hammer that into your thinking. Everything sells, and have the balls to buy.